My name is Raleigh Burley, and our next guest on today's show is Evan Zislis of CoVenture, here to share about two upcoming programs, the Ideation Retreat and Bonedale Business Bootcamp. How are you today, Evan?
I'm awesome, Raleigh. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for being here. So let's start off by talking about the Ideation. This is tomorrow. So first things first, is it too late for people to sign up?
Absolutely not. It's a great question. We've had people sign up as late as about 20 minutes ago, as far as I can see.
Okay.
They're usually pretty small groups. It's an opportunity for people to come in, share their idea, whatever it is that they're kicking around, and get a little bit of focused energy on what it is they're trying to offer out there in the business world and whatever capacity their entrepreneurial enterprise may be. Get a little bit of clarity on what it is, who it's for, what the market is like that exists around that product or service. And what we do is we spend about 4 hours fine-tuning exactly how we describe it to our potential customers so that people are inspired to engage with us. You could say that it's a sort of a honing practice on your 30-second pitch. And what it does is it really gives people a lot of time and feedback around how is this resonating for people in the room. It gives you a chance to journal a little bit, write some things down, see how they sound, get a little bit of feedback. There is a process that I kind of take people through. But at the end of it, you're going to have a lot more clarity about how to describe whatever it is in as few words as possible so that people are like, here, take my money. I want to be involved with whatever your business is.
So it's like a elevator pitch workshop for an idea that some people kind of have ruminating.
Great question.
Thoughts about.
It could be for a new business. It could be for an existing business that is just getting started. It could be for an existing business, but the person still hasn't quite figured out how to express themselves. It could be for an existing business or nonprofit with a new program that they want to roll out. It could be just about anybody around business, and it doesn't matter if it's for-profit or non-profit. The people that have really gotten the most out of this were people that were struggling to find the words to inspire people to engage with them. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, if you're not really sure what to say or how to describe it, it makes you doesn't give you the same amount of confidence that you might otherwise enjoy if those words were right at the tip of your tongue. So it doesn't matter what you're promoting. The gist of it is basically, do you have clarity on what it is? And if you don't, why don't you? How do we get you that clarity? And then how do we find the right words to inspire your customer base?
And so
that's Ideation.
Okay. Some of the questions that it might focus on is who you intend to serve, right? And what problem you intend to solve, the market that you hope to join. What are some of the workshop sort of activities that you do to get people there?
Great question. So all of those sort of focal points are really focused on real world practical scenarios. I'm at the grocery store, I'm standing in line, I'm at a party, I'm at a social event or a barbecue, I'm meeting people for the first time, or I'm circling back with people already in my network. How do you start up a conversation so that it's not awkward or salesy or slimy and used car salesman-y, not to offend used car salesmen? But how do you strike up these conversations in an authentic way that doesn't feel contrived? How do you bridge one conversation from something that is totally unrelated to your business to now all of a sudden we're talking about people's need for your service? And how do you illuminate for those people in the context of a conversation why your service or product is perfectly designed for them? So understanding your avatar or your target audience, your target customer is really important. Understanding what they believe about the world, understanding what you believe about the world, and is it in alignment with what your customer believes so that you both feel like you're in the same tribe, if you will. I know you can't see air quotations on radio. You know, the kind of stuff that we review in the course or in the workshop really kind of dissects what are the practical mechanics of a conversation in a way that help you to articulate in a really natural way so that it doesn't feel contrived. It doesn't, you know, there's also homework. You have to know your marketplace. You have to know what are the price points for these things. How are you positioning people in a way that they're going to be like, oh, that's a screaming deal. So that people kind of understand, oh yeah, this fits perfectly within what my expectation of this product or service might be if it were offered elsewhere. And if it's exceedingly high priced, why is it exceedingly high priced? What is the value around the pricing of a package or a product or service? So all of that kind of stuff gets unpacked in the course of 4 hours. It's a ton of content, but it's also a lot of fun and it's very interactive.
Could you share a little bit about how you arrived into this work?
Sure. 8 years ago, I got laid off of a job because of an on-site job injury. And I was broken physically. My body was a bit broken. And I needed to figure out how I was going to make an income. And so I decided that the thing that I was best at was helping people to get organized in their spaces and with their stuff and with their ideas. And so I started a professional organizing business before I knew that professional organizing was a thing. This was before I ever heard of Marie Kondo and that sort of stuff. So I kind of fell into it, started a business. 3 years later, wrote a book that became a bestseller, and it's done very well. I have been honored to be recognized and featured by other professional organizers in my industry and outside of my industry around the country. And about 3 or 4 years ago, people started asking me, how did you do that? How did you grow your business? How did you become an entrepreneur? And so I started coaching people, consulting with local entrepreneurs on what I did and how I did that. And I was actually brought in as a consultant when GlenX was sort of evolving in Carbondale. And that sort of evolved into what has now become CoVenture. So I'm co-founder and director of operations for CoVenture, which is focused on business incubation. Which brings us to our next event that I wanted to promote. I also, this month, started a new company called Bonedale Business Academy. It's my company. It's a for-profit company, as opposed to CoVenture, which is nonprofit. And what I've decided to do is kind of fill a different niche. CoVenture is kind of right now limited in how deep they're able to go with startup entrepreneurs. And so what I've decided to do is fill that void with some really intensive programming. So I created Bonedale Business Bootcamp. It's a 5-month immersion for people that are starting out or have been in business but need a little bit of support or a lot of support. This is a ton of work packed into 5 months, 6 if you include December, which I'm throwing in for free. So there's a Q&A meeting at CoVenture on Wednesday, July 24th from 7 to 9 p.m. at CoVenture, 201 Main Street in Carbondale, where I'm going to be answering all kinds of questions about what Bonedale Business Bootcamp is going to entail, what it's going to cost, what kind of time commitment it will require. It's not for everyone. It's not a PC sort of an approach. It's a little bit edgy. I tend to use a little bit of profanity for some people that is offensive. This is a real strip away the BS, what really practically works for people that want to be in business for themselves. And this particular program will not serve people with products that have product-based companies. I've never done products, so I don't know how to help people to get a product onto the shelf. It's not for people with a tech-based company. I'm not a techie. I don't know anything about how to promote a techie kind of a program or service. This is for service-based entrepreneurs, somebody that wants to work with clients or customers, because that's my background. That I know, and I know I've kind of created this sort of formula for what will actually work. So the whole program, the 5-month program, is designed to help people get everything that they need to know and create their website, create their social media, absolutely dial in their copy, absolutely figure out all of their marketing and create their first campaign. Everything that you will need to launch your business, whether it's new or currently existing, launch it for 2020 before New Year's Day. And that's my big promise. So
all right.
It's a pretty comprehensive program. And the most comprehensive do with you kind of hand-holding, lots of love and attention program in the Roaring Fork Valley that I am aware of. So okay. I'm pretty excited about it.
Cool. And so that question and answer session on Wednesday, the 24th, this upcoming Wednesday.
Yep, from 7 to 9 p.m. And we're asking people to RSVP on Facebook. And you can find that event at Bonedale Business Academy on Facebook. And you can learn more about it on our website at bonedaleacademy.com.
Great. And once more, the ideation program, 4 hours tomorrow. Not too late to sign up, and it's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Where can people find more details about that?
They can find us either on our website, which is Coventure, Coventure.io. It's not a .com, it's a .io, which is a little bit unusual. Coventure.io. Click on calendar and you'll see it right there, and click register. You can also find it on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/coventure.io.
Anything else that you'd like to add, Evan Sislis?
You know, Coventure was started to help people do good in the world by helping them become great in business. And so whether it's through our nonprofit sister or through the Bonedale Business Academy, the other important distinction that people need to understand is that Bonedale Business Academy is not in competition with Coventure. Bonedale Business Academy donates 10% of everything that we make back to Coventure in support of building economic resilience right here in Carbondale. So it is absolutely a fundraising arm of what Coventure is intending to do, including offering scholarships to people in the community so that there are no barriers to getting access to some of this community programming. So Bonedale Business Academy, and that's a really important thing for understand, Bonedale Business Academy absolutely is intended to financially support what Coventure has already started.
Okay, cool. So they have a partnership.
Absolutely.
With you as the glue.
Hopefully, we'll see.
All right. Thank you so much, Evan.
Raleigh, thanks for having me.